Hey guys, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this expert interview series. I'm super pumped, only because most of the stuff that we do through our social networks and through Facebook in particular, I've learned from this guy. So to be able to share him with all of you guys is super exciting. So whether you're listening to us on our Get More Referrals Today podcast, watching us on Referral TV on YouTube or through any of our social platforms, great to have you with us. Kevin Hutto, thank you for joining me. It is super exciting to be able to have you on our expert interview series.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael. It's awesome to be here. Very cool to be on your show here. This is actually the first one of these type shows I've ever done, so pretty cool.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So
I will certainly not be polished, so there you go.
And I'm not either, so therefore we're in the same boat. We're going to have a whole bunch of people going, okay, Michael, you've just told us how amazing this guy is. Who is he? So start me off, Kevin, a little bit more about yourself, the things that you're doing, and then we'll dive deeper into it from there.
Okay. I would say from 30,000 feet, the short version is I started internet marketing in 1997, made my first dollar online, before there was a Google. I bought a click on pay-per-click on Google the first day that that was possible to do, which was, I believe it was 2001. And have been like thankful to live a life with running online businesses ever since. Currently, I own a business called Clients Every Day. I have actually four different companies, and some of them I call oil wells. And so I've got these sort of little gushers that aren't things that I work on day in, day out, but our main business is called Clients Every Day. And it has two arms. There's an agency business where I run ads for some clients like Taki Moore and Kevin Nations, Shanda Sumter, some of these sort of bigger guys in the, you know, coaching and consulting world. So that's the agency side. It's really small. We only have about 10 clients. And then the other side of the house is training. And what we do there is we teach people how to do the stuff that we're doing and learning, doing this stuff for these big guys that like to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, no, brilliant, brilliant. And as we'll dive deeper into, what you're about to see is someone who has worked out human behavior, human psychology with what happens online and brought the two nicely together. So there are so many people out there who go, oh yeah, I understand how to run Facebook ads, and that's fine. But if you just understand how to tick this box, create this audience, but you don't understand human behavior, well, you're not going to get the traction that you should be getting. And that's what I love about, I've had the pleasure of at least now the last 18 odd months, having the pleasure of knowing Kevin really well, listening to the things that he's talking about, and the traction we get on social media is just through the roof. And a lot of it comes through what Kevin talks about and the human behavior, human psychology side of things, more so than just the process of you tick this box and you create this audience and you choose this interest, which really anyone can do. So that's why I'm super excited here. So let's go into why even do we bother with using Facebook ads?
Well, for some people, they probably don't have to if their business is... You know, if you're a small business and you only want to have, if you're only looking to make, you know, $100,000 a year or so, you might not need to. So, you can do it all organically and just work your organic, market. And, you know, you can have 5,000 friends and you can do enough business out of 5,000 friends to have a six-figure company. But if you want to sort of take it past, you know, my line of demarcation for most people is like that 200K a year mark apart. Once you get to that point, usually your organic reach, you kind of cash in all your equity that you have built up in your organic piece, and then you have to start just getting more reach. So the main thing for, it's sort of how the platform is set up on Facebook. But, you know, they sort of, you know, they've squashed how much organic reach you can get, even with your 5,000 friends. They don't all see your stuff. And with your page, it's the same way. And so what you're actually paying for is just eyeballs to see your message.
Yeah, perfect. And I love that it's not necessarily the right thing to do, depending on where your business is at. Where
that's right.
The majority of people who are around this space, you have to do it. It doesn't matter, no matter what size your business is at, that's the thing you have to do. So it's really refreshing to be able to go, well, no, you don't actually have to. There are other ways. But if you're looking to be able to really scale into seven figures, well, therefore it starts to make a bit more sense.
That's right, 100%. And I would say also, one of the other reasons it's great to wait till you're up to probably that 200K, I mean, unless you've done this in the past and this is like a second or third business that you're growing, but if this is your first time growing something, a lot of times you don't know enough about what your market really is, your message, the right offer, and all those things. When you're playing at that 100, 120, 150, 175, 80,000 level, that's when you're getting your competitive intelligence about what you're selling really and who you're selling it to. And so if you're aiming at the wrong target and you spend money on ads, they're just going to help you hit the wrong target and either build a business that you hate or not sign anybody up and not have a business at all. So that first 200K is like a really good place to really define like what you're going for.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So there's so much that we can do on social channels. And a lot of it that you sort of talk about is, hey, let's just simply start conversations with people.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Well, so there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that you get preferential treatment with the on the platforms if you don't take people off the platform, right? So when you are paying for someone to go to your webinar or auto webinar, then Facebook is going to charge you a surcharge that is more expensive to take them off of their site, right? So they're going to charge you more. Whereas if you can start a conversation with someone through Facebook Messenger, through, you know, there's a bunch of like ways you can do that, even with ads, then, you know, Facebook rewards you for having your sales conversation within their platform because it's in their best interest to not lose the person. Like, you know, their whole business is about user time on the site. And so an advertiser has to pay a healthy premium if their conversion mechanism is going to take them off of Facebook. So I'd say the platform is the first reason. The second reason is that, you know, I think that everybody wants to have this magical automated process where they never touch a customer. And that's what all the competition is usually doing. And so when other people are zigging, I like to zag and like create real conversations that are meaningful. And then those are the people that end up, you know, it's either, you know, Dean Jackson says there's two times that people buy, now or not now, right? And even if it's a not now, you know, what more could you do to warm someone up than have a good conversation with them on Facebook Messenger or on the phone or what have you? So.
Yeah, perfect. So we talk all the time in our network circle that, hey, it's about growing your networks with people who can buy from you, partner with you, and open doors for you. But if you're going to spend time growing your networks, well, you better engage with them and create conversations with them, or else what's the point of having those networks? And that you've just been able to share exactly the same thing of, hey, don't have people around you if you're not going to speak to them. There is no point. So brilliant.
Well, and I'll tell you, like, you know, my clients that we do in our agency business, probably our biggest client right now is running at about, he'll do between 30 and 40 million this year in sales in his coaching business. And he is the most responsive to people on Messenger, on, you know, if someone leaves a comment in his group, he personally, now he's not the one always doing the Messenger work. He has a team of about 30 people working for him, but like someone reaches out, like if they have a 5-minute guarantee that if someone hits their site or gives them a message or anything during like 14 hours of business hours a day, that they're going to respond within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's how he's got the biggest business of all the guys, because they're the most responsive, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes. And even though we've got platforms that always pop up and we've got the next widget and the next thing, it's always human to human, which allows you to be able to build businesses. So
yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of anti-automation. I like to automate the simple things, but then have the automation lead to a real conversation. So like ManyChat, we use it completely different than everybody else. All these people have 42 steps and they like funnel you down the Kraken of death, but to spit out a client or whatever. And what we do is just try to have a couple of little messages at the beginning that sees if the person is responsive and if they're like wanting to really communicate with us. And if they are, then we take it over manually and chat from there.
Yeah. Brilliant. So we talk a fair bit around just retargeting people that already have shown an interest in your business, in your product, in your service, rather than trying to reach out to cold people. Hey, let's actually talk to the warm people who have actually shown an interest right now. What sort of things should people be doing around talking, retargeting people who have already shown an interest? What sort of things are you guys doing and looking at the moment?
So I think that one of there's a few things. One, you have to have a conversion process that you like to use. So, we have one that's a long form ad that we run that people fill out a survey. So that's a way that we sort of have people raise their hands to want to talk to us. Another is through this messenger stuff that we were just talking about. And then, a third is getting them into a Facebook group or something and sort of warming them up in there. So we have like different levels of connection that we like to go with depending on the warmth of the lead. So one of the things that we do is we have this thing that we run for clients called I like to name stuff. So I call it the Hydra. And if you remember Hydra from mythology, it's like it had seven heads, and if you cut one head off, another two pop up, right? And so what we do is like the top of the Hydra has seven videos, and these are like your cold traffic videos, and those videos are what we call the seven problems in the market, and that's for the cold people, and it's just like generic type videos, but they're the hopefully hitting the pains that people in the market that don't know you might be like you're not bringing them to you at that point. You're talking to their problem. Right. And so like for Taki Moore, for instance, one of his big things that he does is helps people go from one-to-one to one-to-many. Right. So one of his videos would be talking about like being miserable. You're full of clients, but you're ready to kill yourself or something. I don't know. And that kind of thing, like in your case, with the referral thing, it could be, something like, hey, I'm spending all these money on ads, but I don't feel like I'm making very much profit. I'm leaving so much on the table. And then you could show them how, they are leaving so much on the table, right? So that's the top level. Then underneath that, we have the second tier, which I call the 10 commandments. So it's the 10 commandments of referral marketing, right? And so those are the 10 things that Michael believes about referral marketing that are the right things to be doing. And then you do 10 videos on that, and they're warmer at that stage. So at the top level, the call to action is appropriate for someone who just met you. And the top level call to action would be something very innocuous. It could even be no call to action, but because we're going to retarget as they do it. So anybody that watches 50% of one of the top videos, we then drop them into level two and start showing them the 10 commandments. So, but what we do sometimes in the top level is we will give them a call to action to join our free group, right? Because that's a way for them to, see more of the stuff. But the 10 commandments, those are, like whatever it is, come up. It could be 9, could be 12, could be whatever, but usually 10 around, 10 commandments sounds cooler, right? Everybody's heard of that. So you have the 10 commandments, you have your things, and then in there, that's where we try to have a little bit deeper relationship as well. So we give, we don't ask, we give, and we'll give them like something, like a tool, or we could give them a PDF to download with the other nine commandments because they just saw this one video, commandment number 4. Well, what's 1 through 3 and 5 through 10, right? So that's a good thing to give away there. And I'll tell you a really secret ninja thing to do is don't even ask for an email, just pixel them. Like give it away for super free. Like you go to the page, they've got the download, and then anybody who hits the thank you page actually downloaded it. You know, the pixel's just as good as the email list these days. Yeah. So then you can pixel anybody who actually saw the videos and then have another pixel group of people who actually hit a certain page on the site, which would be the thank you page, which means they downloaded the stuff. And then the third level, we have what we call 30 days in the life. And this is where they get to know, like, and trust Michael and see that you're a regular human and not like a serial killer or something. And so you just, you know what I mean? You show them your normal stuff, right? And then on that level, that if we're doing like I call it the introvert selling system, the ISS, if we're doing an ISS, then we would give them a chance to fill out an app. If we're doing like a messenger thing, we'd give them a call to action to just send us a Facebook message if they'd like to chat. And, you know, like for Taki right now, he's really good at this. And he's got probably 100 chats going at any given time with different people who are like actively chatting with him. And he's got a girl named Amy who does it. And so it's just sort of this evergreen type, you know, conversational thing that happens.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you're listening, watching, that might just sound like, wow, I can't do it. Bottom line, what Kevin's just saying there is just start sharing your message more often with people who are interested in what it is you do. Stay front of mind of them. Okay? Give them reasons to continue to like you and follow you. Give them reasons to take another step with you. And the easy way to be able to do that is through doing Facebook Lives, being able to boost them, retarget them. So to keep it nice and simple, just keep front of mind of people who have already shown an interest by you sharing your messages and being yourself.
So yeah, and I guess I should have qualified that. You know, this the Hydra thing is for people like Taki, who, you know, when we started working, his business was already doing 3-4 million and he wanted to go to 10, right? So we've gone to 10 in like a year and a half. So he has like big audience needs, big, you know, we're having 80,000 people watch 50% of one of his videos in a month. But if you have a smaller, like, ambition, like say you're wanting to go from 250K to 500K, instead of doing like a Hydra, we have another one that we call the Serpent, which instead of having 7 heads, it's just got like 1 or 2. And then you're just, you know what I mean? Just simplify it. So do like the 1 or 2 biggest problems in the market. And then underneath that, maybe you've got your 2 biggest commandments. And then underneath that, you just share. It's still always good to share stuff about what's happening in your life. You know, like that stuff is easy to do. Just, you don't have to think of anything. Just document the funny, crazy stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
And so you can do this, like the same thing that with Taki has like 50 videos, you can do it with 5 or 6.
Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. So I know you've been working on something behind the scenes, a wonderful lab that actually allows people to, I suppose in the end, get what's in your head. And what's in your head is worth getting. So talk to me a little bit more about the lab and what that's about.
So a couple of things. So my agency that we have is kind of like an accidental agency. I wasn't like really looking to have an agency, but like some of my buddies like Taki and some of these guys really needed some help and weren't getting it from some other places. And so that's, you know, sort of how we started doing this a couple of years ago. And I honestly do not want to have to have a giant staff here, especially in California. It's very painful to have a big staff in California. anybody from California will know what I'm talking about as far as regulations and stuff. So what we decided to do is to take the small number of clients that we work with, but have our you know, bigger impact business be where we can share the lessons that we are learning, you know, spending all their money, and share the best things and even the bad things, right? Like we share the things that don't work too. And so the labs is kind of like where we go in and show the different things that we're working on for those other guys and give people, you know, all the ideas. Like we've got, like I said, the introvert selling system funnel course that's in there, and that we're getting clients like for those. We've got 9 or 10 clients right now, and we're running about 5,000 apps a month between them all that we generate with that one little ad. And so we've got a course that shows you how to write that, and then we've got another event training in there where we're doing these free live events and filling them with, you know, 50 to 100 people, depending on the thing. Like Shanda Sumter just did one, spent 10,000 on ads, like 10,600 on ads, and had 87 people in the room and did 345,000 in sales. You know, and that was with cold people that did not know her at all. Like 81 out of the 87 had never heard of her, they said, before. You know, she was shocked. So we teach how to do that event thing. We teach how to do webinars. We teach how to do the Hydra. We've got another thing that I call hyperlocal, which is like this for, especially for if, like, do you have any business coaches, like action coach type people?
We've got a range of coaches and consultants who will be watching or listening.
Yeah. So like this thing gets like real businesses, for people who coach real businesses or consult with real businesses like bricks and mortar people. Not to say that other people aren't real businesses, but I mean, like, you know, the dentist, the accountant, the whoever, you know, that kind of thing. So we've figured out a way to get apps from those guys for under $20 an app. And so we're, you know, we've got like a little thing that we've rolling out to like some franchise type places for that, but we teach how to do it in there. So that's sort of the thing. It's our lab. And that's where we share everything that we're doing that we think is cool.
Yeah, brilliant. So that gives you an opportunity to be able to stay up to date, go through things that are already being tested, and really take in the best of the best. So we're going to put the link in the description, whether you're listening, watching, seeing this on social platforms. There will be a link in the description for you to be able to find out more about the lab. It's certainly something, I think you were saying, Kev, that it's something like $347, $397 a month?
Something like that. I'm not even sure, honestly. I don't do that part of it. I just create the content, you know.
Perfect. So for less than sort of $400, $500 a month to be get that sort of insight and that sort of knowledge and that sort of training, it really is a bit of a no-brainer.
We're spending with these clients between $500,000 and $1 million a month in ad spend. So, I mean, you don't get visibility into that kind of – and this is in 10 different niches. I don't have anybody that's competing against each other because, you know, that's kind of creepy. So it's like we have pretty good visibility across what's working in different areas because of that.
Yeah, brilliant. So if that's of interest, look out for the description below so you can find out more about that. Just before we wrap up, one ninja thing that you're doing at the moment. I'm going to put you on the spot. It wasn't part of the questions.
But
one thing that you could share at the moment, what would that be?
As far as Facebook ads or just in general?
Anything at all.
Well, I'll tell you two things. I'll tell you one is a family thing. We do a thing called unschooling with our kids, which is like homeschooling, except we let the kids sort of self-direct the curriculum so they get to choose what they're into. And it's probably the most ninja thing I think we do because, you know, like my daughter is an actor on Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. She's also in the studio recording her first album. My son has a YouTube channel and two game apps in the App Store. My other daughter has her own business. She's 19 years old, has a business called Teen Music Insider that has 300,000 followers. You know what I mean? It's like, so as a personal family thing for entrepreneurs, I would just look into unschooling is the name of it. Elon Musk does it with his kids. A guy named Leo Babauta is a guy that I read a lot about from. So I think that's a really cool thing. And then the second thing I would say that's like a really cool ninja thing is this hyper local thing. So one of the deals with Facebook is everybody tries to advertise to the giant markets, and you end up competing against all the biggest guys' ads, and your ad spend, it's an auction, right? So you're auctioning against guys with much bigger budgets than you, and so you end up with, for lack of a better way to say it, shitty leads, right? You get the dregs, and people like wonder why their apps aren't any good. So what we've figured out is if you can keep the targeting broader, have the messaging in the ad very specific. So what I mean by that is, like, the targeting would be, say you were looking for dentists, the targeting would be very broad for business owners, and then the messaging would be for dentists, but then drop a tight geography around the ad itself. In other words, just in Miami, Florida, right? So your messaging, your targeting is for business owners, your messaging is for dentists, and then you drop a 10 mile radius around Miami, Florida, and we'll get dentists filling out full apps to work with us for $40. Yeah. Which is a hard market to reach. Like, that's why I picked dentists, because they're one of the harder ones to get to really fill out good apps. So instead of going, like, trying to find a magic target, which is what everybody does, use the other demographic things you can do as far as, you know, geography or age or things like that to narrow your targeting so that you can and you find much, much, much higher quality leads. So.
Brilliant. Great share. Fantastic. Yep.
The other nice thing about that is you never run out of cities. So you can do that, 500 times worldwide. You know what I mean? It's like you really have a lot of reach doing it that way too. So anyways.
Yeah. Nah, spot on. Great. Kevin Hutto, thank you so much for jumping on. Wealth of knowledge as always, and really glad that you could share that with us.
Of course, brother. Happy to.
No, brilliant. So again, thank you so much for joining us, whether you're listening to us on our podcast through Referral TV or on any of the social platforms. That is our latest expert interviews. We do them every week. Make sure you subscribe to either the YouTube channel or to the podcast station so that you keep hearing great people bring you great knowledge from around the globe. Till next time, guys, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.
Thanks, Michael.